The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is still in flight, exploring the futuristic, the fantastic, and the unmistakably geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, I'll guide you through what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1989, the Soviet space probe Phobos 2 arrived in the vicinity of Mars, where it began orbiting the red planet and started to approach the Martian moon Phobos, where it was scheduled to release surface landers. In 2013, a museum piece was fired up for the first time in decades. An F1 engine, of which five were clustered at the base of the first stage of a Saturn V moon rocket, was pulled out of the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, attached to a test stand at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama, and fired up for the first time since the 1960s. The F1 was still more powerful than the engines used by the space shuttle, and NASA engineers studied the F1 to learn how to improve the J2X first stage engines of the Space Launch System. Born on this day in 1901, the founder of the defunct Dumont Television Network, Alan Dumont.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
And born in 1948, the star of the original V Saga and the Beastmaster movies, Mark Singer.
We gotta get this thing decoded right away.
Here it is.
What? Rendezvous. China Flats. 1300 hours. Friday.
On this day in 1966, another saga was over. The mammoth 12-week Doctor Who adventure, The Daleks' Master Plan. This episode also killed off TARDIS traveler Sarah Kingdom, who had first appeared earlier in the three-month-long space opera.
Silence!
Do you think I don't know? Doctor!
Doctor! Sarah!
In 1977, it was a different deadly threat for a different doctor.
Doctor, how do you know they're not hostile?
Because robots are programmed to help people, not hurt them. You won't hurt us, will you?
Please wait here.
The Robots of Death was first broadcast on BBC One on this day. And today in 1996, something was happening to everyone who tried to cross the Warp 10 barrier on Star Trek Voyager.
There are traces of human DNA. It's them. But I have to admit, I'm not sure which one is the captain.
The female, obviously.
I don't know how I'm going to enter this into the log.
I look forward to reading it.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4th 1/2 edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.